Welcome to the talk, The Future of Bass. My name is Peter Kovac, or Petko. In this talk, I will talk about bass. And the first question we have to clarify is why we talk about at all about bass. Then I will have a look, go with you through the elements, what they provide at this time, and describing them a bit, just an assessment, what we have. Then I want to talk a little bit what enterprise data tools do. There I want to talk about what they do in terms of data integration, data modeling, reporting, and I want to give a look out about big data, predictive analytics, or AI. We will only talk about this high level, mainly because of each of these topics you can do a lot of talks. There's a lot of details that have to be thought about, and each is a full full expertise field on its own, way beyond the scope. But I just want to give you an idea what is done in the enterprise, which is my work for, or has been my work for 12 years. And in the end, I want to give my thoughts about what we could possibly do and in which direction we can flow for further discussions that go beyond, that we take on after this talk in the second phase or on dev list or wherever. Maybe we do even more talks about how this could look like and make mock-ups and stuff like that. Which brings us to why we talk about it. In my opinion, bass has never been the focus as of Kalk, Writer, or Impress. They're not as widely used. They're only for special people who have the need for something like this. Bass is addressing how to connect to a database and use it for your office work, for the creation of content, but that in a way which is not always transparent. For me, it has always the feeling of power users. When I come across that people use Access, Base, or something like that, it's always someone who didn't want to go, at least in an enterprise context, who didn't get what he needed from the IT and he had to do it by himself, or the team had to do it, and they had to integrate that with the documentation or the normal work they had to do it. So that's the usual use case I see Base used in my business career. And when we look at Base, you will, I have the simple impression it's not what you see is what you get. It's something for people who understand what they're doing, even self-learned or business context learned or wherever they got that knowledge. They know how to do it, what they do it, but the tool itself is not representing them. And the talk here is about setting a route that people get what you see is what you get, because that is what Open Office is all about. We place the content of the targets. If you look at Writer, we help them to see the end product they will provide. If you look at Kalk, it's an easy way to mesh up numbers in a quick, fast way. if he could do that in base, I think base would have will win a lot, yeah? Or if you look at Impress, it's also how to present stuff, yeah? And this is why I want to talk this talk, to brainstorm, to have a starting point for future discussions, for brainstorming, to get on a journey where we improve the base design into something that people want to use, and not just having big times of learning, but they see what they have, what the potential is, and they can just figure it out by themselves. Yeah, I mean, it's still a complicated topic, and they still have to learn a lot, but the tool is actually better helping them than it's helping them today. Yeah, and to get that, I mean, we need to have those in the boat who deploy it, and we need or who make the work. We have to get those in the boat who already used the tool and are more or less happy about it, and we have to get those in the tool in the box or in the boat which are not using the tools but want to get into the boat. And you have, especially those people who use it, will come up with ideas, but they have to, in my point, it's one thing to have great ideas, and another thing, you need a concept, yeah? And I think base doesn't have a real concept, it's just putting stuff together in a convenient way, yeah? So it's a bad, it's a starting point, but it could be much better, yeah? And that's why I want to take a short look at base itself. Let's go high level, yeah? We can create tables with it in a rational model. Yeah, it's not graphic database, or we cannot do lookup tables, stuff like that. It's not seen. We can do queries, what we call queries, where you can add data together with what you need, maybe in a report or something else. But it's tabular. The design element is tabular designer, which is filling out an Excel sheet, if you want to express it, something like that. Or you go for an SQL editor, which is coding. Yeah, both are not very what you see is what you get, basically. Yeah. Forms, we have a UI designer, which is very beautiful, basic, but has its, in my opinion, is not so clear how to link the UI designer with the table. I mean, people who figured that out will use it great. I think this is the best tool we offer at the moment in this section. We have, again, some sort of wizard as we have with the tables, you know. Reports, we have only a wizard. I'm aware that there is the report designer, which is an extension currently, even if it's in our stomach, yeah, if it's part of the core, but it's still an extension, and I think maybe it should be an extension. The question is if it's smart to go this way. I think people might need it, but it's not you for use or for everyone. And I think it's a good thing at all that we have a more modular system, and we should go into more modularizing our features, yeah, for different reasons. But this is an other talk. However, I did not look at it. I don't know how it looks like, and I think it's not ready, or it's still in the reshaping stuff. Mechthild can talk about that maybe a little bit more. But still, we only have a wizard, which is not GUI style. We have an extension that is maybe more GUI style. What you see is what you get is your key. Yeah. So, look at the creation table. I mean, queries did look the same for me when I just toggle, when I took the screen save, so I put them in the same slide. You have on the top a modeling view, which will tell you the model, but the main feature is the table on the bottom. Yeah. And we have again here on the left side a wizard that should help you to set things up. In general, we have lots of wizards in base. If you look at the creating forms at the UI designer, we see it looks very similar to those applications like Writer, like a specialist form of Impress or something like. We have on the right side the site pane. We have menu bars that are on the top, on the side, and on the bottom, and we can just drag our elements in and have it. As I said before,